He's the integrative cardiologist with a heart. It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show.
Dr. Decker Weiss here. Is your local health food store the answer to Obamacare? Now, Obamacare is controversial. There's some people who love it, some people who hate it. Where does an integrative physician stand on it? I'm mixed, okay? And I'm going to get to where the health food store comes in, but you have to understand that we're not going to have socialized medicine in this country. Socialized medicine is where the government covers everybody. The reason why we can't have that is because only countries that lock their borders down, countries like France and Belgium and Germany and England that don't allow immigration, or if they do, it's on a very minimal basis, those countries can insure everybody. And so it's completely different. They're very conservative that way. It's very hard for Americans to hear conservative in Europe, but it is in a different way. America has open borders, so we can't have, you know, that kind of socialized insurance. So we need to understand what we're talking about, where the health food store comes in, that you have to understand that Obamacare is not socialized medicine. It's going to try and cover everybody, but it really can't because our country has other areas of issues. So with that, let's talk about what Obamacare is going to try and guarantee us. Okay. And look, is it a good bill? Is it not? Look, it creeps me out too. And that's not as an integrative physician. It's as a human being that so much of our information is public and that Big Brother is going to get access to our stuff. I don't like it either. Okay. So I'm not going to be the one that's going to sing all the praises and things. But the opportunity, like I have a 23-year-old, to stay on my insurance is a good thing. The opportunity to have pre-existing conditions be eliminated, so if somebody has a heart attack or cancer, God forbid, that they can still get insurance after that, and that there won't be as many bankruptcies to it. So there's other sides to it. But let's get to why health food store industry is going to be important with us. And you have to understand, I've been consulting for the health food store industry for 20 years. I know its problems and I know its strengths. Where Obamacare comes in is, there's just going to be less visits to the doctor, period. But you have to understand there has to be less visits to the doctor. Part of the reason why we're in this mess is because people are disempowered to take care of themselves. A health food store is not a doctor. It will never replace a doctor. You have to have your wits about you when you go into a health food store, or you will purchase nonsense things that won't help you. Yeah, it is. And I know great health food stores. I love the industry, but there's a lot of fluff in there. There's a lot of stuff that isn't going to help you and that you don't need. There's a lot of fads in the health food industry. But we have to start the process of reclaiming our health without doctors somewhere. Let me repeat that. We have to reclaim the process of managing our own health without doctors somewhere. Because when you look at the solutions for medicine in America, there really only is one. Dr. Richard Perryman, who's a friend of the show who we're going to have on, is an expert in Workside Health. And he goes into like the city of Columbus, Ohio, and says, here's your expenditure for healthcare. If you put in my programs, it'll be this much less. And they do it. And he saves them money, and they go on nutritional supplements, and they run lab markers, and they do all these smart things. And he'll be the first one to tell you that the only answer for medicine in our country is more people, less sick. And let me repeat that. More people, less sick. And you're not going to get that by running to the doctor all the time. The conventional system is not preventative. And it's, look, listeners, it's not going to become that for a long time. Yes, you can pay out of pocket and see doctors like me and other integrative physicians. And we can dramatically speed your curve up and tell you how to purchase the right things. But for a lot of us, we can't afford, or we don't have the time to spend at integrative physicians' offices or naturopathic physicians' offices or whatever you want to do. Those folks just want to know what to do and keep it simple. And here comes the health food store. you are 50 years old and your sex drive is dropping a little bit, you could go to your doctor, go on testosterone, but there's a middle step before that. Walk into a health food store and ask them, you know, I'm this age and I'm kind of having these symptoms. You can try maca. You can try tribulus terrestris. These things are botanical medicines that can raise testosterone. You didn't go to the doctor. You're not on a replacement hormone. And you just talked to somebody for 15 minutes and you got better. Now, here's where you have to come in. Is it good tribulus? Is it good maca? Like, I love maca from Gaia Herbs. There's some other good macas out there, I'm sure. But I like their powder. That's the one I like. You may not get that piece of advice over at a health food store. You're going to have to fight for it. You are going to have to literally go in and say, well, what companies do you like? And check out the companies. We had some segments with Matt Schuler on, and we talked a lot about the difference in companies and how there's some quality ones and there's some not quality ones. And that, my friends, is not going to be something the health food store is going to give you. Can health food stores be the answer to Obamacare? Yes, I absolutely believe it. I do, because everybody has access to wonderful prevention and to some basic primary care needs. So, yes, I do believe a local health food store is there, but you're going to have to fight for it. You're going to have to make sure that the brands you are purchasing are quality brands. For example, you can call a number on the back of the bottle and speak to a healthcare professional. Maybe not right away, but you can call and leave a message, and a nurse or a doctor or some scientific board member will call you back to tell you about why their product's good or not. That's the simplest, best test I know. So anything you buy, you should pick up the phone and call. Just say, hey, listen, I want to talk to the person who designed it, or I want to know more about this product. That's a great way to know what it is. See, that's the thing. You're not, when you're walking into a health food store, you don't have the practitioner buffering. You don't have the practitioner keeping an eye on everything to make sure that it's safe. You have to rely on yourself, but that's a good thing. It's a great thing to rely on yourself. Once we gave that up, it's when medicine became a mess in the first place. When we handed our health care over to doctors and said, look, you know, I don't know really what to eat or whatever, but I'm just going to go to my doctor when I don't feel well. When we did that, we created a disaster. Now we got to fight for it back. And the health food store place, I think, can be that answer. Let's give a different scenario. Let's say our producer, Kevin, has a scratchy throat and he's feeling a little feverish, and Kevin, he doesn't have time to go to the doctor. He doesn't have the copay. It's a $25 copay. You got to make an appointment. He can't get in for 2 days. And that's what Obamacare is going to do. Look, you're going to have copays and delays, and that's going to happen. Hey, it's already happening without Obamacare, so it's going to happen even more with him. Now, Kevin decides to say, hey, listen, I'll try a health food store. He goes in, and he gets a throat spray for his throat, and he gets, like, let's say, an elderberry syrup. He gets a Zan throat spray, and he sprays that in and feels a little better. And you see those herbs in there can kill strep and staph, so he feels better just in case it's strep throat. And he gets a nice antiviral, and he gets some vitamin C, and they say, hey, drink lots of water, and gives him some basic advice. He goes, and, you know, he works through it, and over the next couple of days, he gets better. That's medicine. It doesn't matter who did it. That's medicine. So can Obamacare's answer, can the gap we need in order to re-educate ourselves to keep our to get our health back, can we get that from the health food store? And the answer is yes. The health food store arena can be the answer to less visits, more copays, more expense. It can be, but you've got to educate. You've got to call these companies. You've got to empower. Hey, and empowerment's what we're about at Radio MD and RadioMD.com. We've got blogs. We've got all sorts of guests. We've got information on how to keep you well. Obamacare, nothing to worry about. Walk into your health food store, get educated, and listen to Radio MD, and go read at RadioMD.com.